Partners in the educational sector within the ECOWAS sub-region are meeting to strategize on how to bring on board private sector investment to support the NEPAD e-school initiative. The e-school project is to equip the youth in Africa with ICT skills to narrow the digital divide between Africa and the rest of the world. At the opening of a two-day conference in Accra, the director of Center for Distance Learning and Open Schooling at the Education Ministry, Joshua Mallet, that appropriate content and methodology are needed to ensure that the initiative becomes a success. Roslyn Ganaglu reports.
Ghana is set to launch the NEPAD eSchools initiative this year. The first phase of the project, which was on pilot basis, took place in a number of African countries in 2005. The ongoing conference seeks to discuss the outcome of the pilot program and to see how best the initiative can be facilitated. Mr. Mallet said government has already begun supplying hardware to junior high school teachers and students in support of the program. He said government has also established a new agency known as Center for Distance Learning and Open Schooling. This center is expected to monitor the program and advise government accordingly.
What we need now is the appropriate connectivity, the appropriate content, the appropriate methodology. This goes also to support the fact that government is already in favor of distance education, which has gone on quite well with the tertiary education, and we believe that it can spread on. So what the government is doing now is to make sure that they support this pre-tertiary e-learning, distance learning, of course, while at the same time strengthening the existing one and making sure that all, when put together, follow the rules and expand the scope and scale of education and training.
Roslyn Ganyaglo reporting.